KIW iRadio 76 proudly presents the 515 Show with your host, John Sarver. Who's at the 515 door today?
This is what makes life interesting, kiddies. Not only do we get the right phone number now, but you're in for a treat. This is something that we've been looking to do for many, many, many months. Matter of fact, we're even thinking about going out in the parking lot of this fine store and broadcast at Christmas time and have Greg dress up as Santa. Anyways, what's happening is here is a store that all you have to do if you live in Michigan, especially in Warren, Michigan whatsoever, you say the name of the store, sit down. Because what's going to happen is someone's going to tell you a story. It's not like, oh yes, I've seen the place, and they move on. They will tell you about the history of the place, their history of the place, their time that they went there, who they shopped with. Matter of fact, today we even had folks ask us, do they still have dolls in the right-hand corner of the store? Do they still have women's underwear in the first time that you come into the place? Do they still have that big pair of jeans up on top? I mean, here is a store that is a one-off store in a strip mall in 9 Mile and Ryan in Warren. It's been there for many, many, many years. And yet, it doesn't advertise on TV. You don't see, you know, T-shirts and bumper stickers and whatever. And yet, this little dynamo has beaten Lord & Taylor, Hudson's, Sears for the most part. All the major players in retail have gone bye-bye. But this one store stayed forever. And it's going to stay forever if we have anything to do about it. So, please welcome in to the 515 Show, Mark from Burler's Variety Store, that we're so pleased to have him today. Hi, Mark.
Hey, John.
What's new?
That's a good introduction there. I love that.
Well, thank you. I mean, Burler's, and honest to God, if you have seen, normally, and again, folks, what I want to tell you is that normally at the 515 Show, because CKIWI Radio 76, we're not affiliated, and there's some people who think we're affiliated with those people across the pond. No, not even close, not even anywhere near that. But yet they come to us and they say, hey, where's it at? Where's the Celeste? It sounds like it. How many times, Mark, have you said, I work at, or maybe they see a shirt that says Burler's and people tell you without even hesitating, telling you a story?
Oh, all the time. It don't matter where you go. If you say you work at Burler's, it just does. Yeah, I mean, they'll tell you a story. Oh, I used to live in that neighborhood. I used to go up there when I was a kid. You still got, like you said, that big pair of jeans hanging up. You still got the candy counter. Oh, yeah, you hear it everywhere.
Now, a little bit of background. You have been there for how many years?
Well, 44 years.
And you're 46 now, right?
Yeah, I started when I was 5.
Good man,
I started
you.
When I was 17 years old. I was a stock boy here.
17 years old. Were you the stock boy at the Burler location? Because folks don't know, we should almost go even a little bit further backward. Burler is not some kind of code name that the CIA used. It is a combination of two names, isn't it, Mark?
Yes, it is. Al Burgett, they used the Burr, and Bill Fiedler. That's where they did the Lur. They were in the service together, and when they got out of the service, they opened up the 7 Mile store back in 46.
7 Mile and?
Between Hoover and Shaner. It was on the north side of 7 Mile Road.
Right.
But it was just, back in that day, you just walked to the store from the neighborhood. You know, you parked on 7 Mile Road, that was it, or just the neighborhood people walked to the store. And that's where they started. They were originally a five and dime is what they used to call them back then. Then later on, when things weren't 5 cents and 10 cents anymore, they changed it to Burler's Variety Store.
And they changed that about when? 70s, 60s?
I don't know when it was. Probably in the 60s or 70s they changed that.
You know,
I'd have to say it would have to be earlier. It would have to be in, because we were already Burler's Variety Store here in 61. So it would probably be earlier than that. Maybe in the 50s or something, like they changed it to Burler's Variety.
All right, so we got to that Burler's has had a 7 mile store. And then for some god reason, they thought it's time to branch out to the third largest city in Michigan?
Yeah, they built this one in 61. They had that one going, and with the two owners, one could work at this store for 3 months, and they would switch every 3 months. So they started, they built it, I think it was, started in 61 early, and I think they were open for that Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, the wild thing is there is a picture that is on the wall, isn't there, right by the cash registers? That,
yes.
And then
we have that. It was just the foundation when they were pouring it, and then they show the final picture of it.
Because I'm sure that there's historians that will argue the fact that how long that store has been there.
And yeah, it's been 59 years now this year.
So now I understand there's going to be a 60-year jubilee in the store featuring the Beatles and anybody else you can get to come back.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be nice, huh?
There's so many questions to ask. You know, it's an amazing thing that somehow, some way, that people still, there is not one person. In retail, you get, if you can get 20% of the people to have problems and 80% love you, you print your own ticket to millions. There has never, ever been a human being that we ran into that said Burler's, you know, and again, that we're talking about having all the stories that you've had and all that. Do people bring back, like, grandmothers and stuff, and they just come into the place and look around and go, oh, I remember this?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Yeah, they'll bring their, you know, their maybe their parents who have, you know, moved out of the neighborhood, and they'll bring them back. The kids will, or their grandmother, and bring them back, and they just walk around the store. Especially in the summertime on the weekends, you'll see that. You know, they said we have used to live in this neighborhood, and we're just coming back to see it. We can't believe you're still here. I mean, we hear that all the time because they'll move out. You know, if they're a distance away, they don't even know we're still around. But they hear about you and they come back and they say, "Boy, the store still looks the same. Still have the old wood counters in there and everything."
You told the story to us off mic before. Tell us the story about those wood counters.
They were when they built this store. It was the same company that used to build them for Kresge's. Yeah, which became Kmart. Yeah,
right.
It was same company. Yeah, they're the company that put the wood counters in.
So if you go to Burler's, friends, you will see, I would say, they're oak wood counters of where they put the merchandise on. There's not some kind of crazy display, or there's not some kind of race to be avant garde. These are what America counters built on. You know.
Yeah.
And you think about it, everything that you came in, if in your realm, you had, what, Woolworths, Kresge's, W.T.
Yeah.
Grant's. I mean, I'm thinking of all the five and dimes, you know, that were out there. And again, there were five and dimes at that time was kind of like their version of Five Below, you know.
Yeah.
It was a store that every common person could go in there and buy things, and it's stuff that you needed. Now, it's amazing how many people have, you know, wrote or emailed or text or whatever and said, the cool thing about Burler's is you find stuff there you can't find anywhere else.
Yeah, we hear that all the time. You know, if you can't find it at, if you can't find it anywhere, you can find it at Burler's. And another thing they always say is one-stop shopping. You know, you can come in here and get just about everything.
It is amazing to see how, I have not seen contact paper in I don't know how long. You know, and there it is in the deep corner. It's funny to me that there are people that can memorize your store because it's changed, but it hasn't changed. It seems to me like every season, clearly in retail, you know, here's the Christmas stuff, here's the back to school stuff, here's the Easter stuff, etc. You know, but still the core main stuff stays.
Yes.
Now,
we have our aisles that we keep, basic stuff in all the time.
There was a question that came up here, too. Do you ever remember a time where Burler's sold records?
I have heard they sold records here, but that was before me, before I became, you know, before I was here. I have heard people tell me all the time that they used to get their 45s and their albums here, but it was before I started in 76. So maybe when they first opened up, they used to even have a live plant in here at one time. You know, they used to have, you know, like what Frank's Nursery used to have inside. They had that in here. People used to tell me that all the time, but that was before I started.
You know, because that's what we're asking. What do people say that that were there? And you kind of answered the question, but what when you first started in the bicentennial year, don't they have now? I mean, because
what we don't carry now.
That used to be like flying off the shelves, and now if people come in and say, "Hey, do you still have?" and it's like, "Ooh, wow, we haven't sold that in a long time."
Well, yeah, I don't get too many people asking for that. If it is something, it's something that, you know, the company's not around anymore. You know, I mean, just like I had one the other day asking for percolator coffee pot. You know, the one that you just sit on the stove, and you just can't find them anywhere. It's almost impossible. A lot of the companies just don't make things like that anymore.
I was going to say, I'm surprised you didn't have it, frankly.
We can every once in a while I can find somebody that has it. You know, but it some of the items are just getting harder and harder to find because the companies, you know, there's just no demand for it, so they just don't make it anymore.
You know, just got a note. Is it possible that folks can find you, Mark, and say, "Hey, look, I was really looking for a coffee pot. Is there like a special order? I mean, I'm not saying coffee pot, but just something. But it's like, we think that could you order this? You know,
certain things I could. Some things because we buy a lot of things direct from the companies, and they all have minimums. I don't have a warehouse that I can pull stuff out of. So sometimes I could order stuff. I might take their name, but it might be a few weeks to, you know, a month before we get something in because, you know, a lot of these companies require, you know, pretty big orders before they'll even ship you.
You know, the funny thing is that the captain of the ship sets the tone. And if you've never been in the Navy, you've heard that a million times.
Yeah.
But what happens is the wild thing, too, that actually has come up, and for the few people that said we used to work there, and whoever works there seems like they work there forever. You know, I was born there, and I was a cashier there, and here I am today, 99 years old. You know?
Yeah.
Okay. But
yeah, we have a lot of people that work. I mean, some of them, they come in, and they said, I can't even remember them because, you know, you're from high school, and their names are changed, but we get so many people that come in here that I used to work here. They remember me, but I don't remember them. But
how do you handle that?
Pardon?
How do you handle that?
Oh no, I just say, you know, I just ask them what was your name, you know, and oh, okay, now I remember you. I mean, there's been probably hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that have, you know, worked through here and you know, come and gone, especially in high school age kids, you know.
Yeah, you almost wonder if there'd be a Burler's reunion.
Yeah, once in a while, I think they've talked about it, some of the, you know, people, but we never really got going, you know.
Yeah, well, you should have, like, everybody, for those who can hear us who used to work at Burler's, get on the stick.
Yeah,
what are you waiting for? Just go down a couple of doors and have it at the Sweden House. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, it's not there.
You know, the funny thing is, you've been there since 76. How has that strip mall changed?
Well, we're the only one here that's original. Everything's changed, yeah. Yeah, the Sweden House, like you said, the Sweden House was there. We had, Warehouse Way was on the corner. We had a Secretary of State, Pants Galore. I don't know if you remember that.
Remember it very well.
Yeah, Pickway Shoes was here. Yeah, and everything that's here is new. Yeah, there's nothing. We're the only mainstay. We had Kowalski's next door to us. You know, Kowalski's and Oza Bakery. Oza Bakery was next door to us for about 40 years too. So
wow.
Yeah, we're the only one left that's original in this shopping center.
You know, it's amazing, especially how would you, Mark, live in this Amazon world?
I think it is because we're a little neighborhood store, you know, and people, it's convenience. They can just come over here and, you know, and pick something up that, you know, that they can't, you know, I mean, they could order it on Amazon, you know, but it's just easy for them, you know, just neighborhood store. And plus our crew here is great. Yeah, I mean, everybody, you know, our coworkers, all my cashiers and everything, everybody knows everybody by name. And, you know, they just come, a lot of times they come in just to visit, you know, sometimes just to talk to you.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Sometimes we have people come in here just to come in and visit and talk to you, you know, just hang around and talk to you for a while.
Should maybe you have Burler's Latte on the side?
Yeah, I've had people say that. Put a table out here with a coffee pot. So we can sit down here and talk.
And a newspaper.
And I would tell myself, I got things to do. This stuff just doesn't magically appear out here.
I was going to say, name everybody that works with you there.
We have Michelle. We have, which you've talked to, Shamika, and Jerry and Joanne.
Now, when you hire...
And occasionally my wife will come in. She does a few things.
A few things? You better say she does a lot of things if you don't want to sit on the couch.
Yeah, she doesn't work that much, but she does come in occasionally, and she does. You know, she'll order like the sewing notions and the yarn and stuff like that when we need it. So she'll come in and do that. But we've been, you know, she used to work here quite a bit, but she retired now, and so she's we're passing on a lot of her job to our workers here. So
only because you see. And again, and it goes back to the captain of the ship setting the tone. The checkout people, I'm going to call it checkout people, it seems so.
Yeah.
Wish there was like a better name for that. But clearly they have absorbed your personality, a part of it, or they always had it. And normally when you get to checkout aisles, you want some fun, go to like one of the major marts or ers. And go through a checkout line, it's like, how fast can I get the hell out of here?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
When you go to checkout line, the one thing that really did amaze me, and it's a quick little story, is that some guy bought a lottery ticket, and he was halfway out the door, and one of the cashiers said, well, wait a minute, you got that for tonight. And he needed it for, I guess there's a morning draw or day draw or whatever.
Yeah.
And she said, well, come back here and let's make this right for you. So they tore it up, gave the guy back his buck, and he was happy as a clam, and he took off. I've never saw that before. Ever saw that before. If you were at Meijer or somewhere, I would say, just to cover my legal buns, that may not have ever happened. And I'm using the air quotes. You know, they would have just let you go out the door and whatever, peace out. I'm pretty well sure.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, they know our, like, when, like, say, the lottery people. The girls, before they even come up with their slips, they're punching in their numbers. They know their numbers by heart. That's how good my cashiers are. You know, they're already printing them up. they're normal numbers. So it is. I have great workers here.
How long have they worked there to absorb that kind of vibe?
Most of them have been over 5 years. Well, the one girl's been probably here 25, 30 years, and the other ones have been, you know, 5 to 10 years.
Wow.
I got a real, each one's been 5 to 10 years. I don't know exactly how long they were, but a lot of them have been over 5 years, all of them.
And I'm thinking most of them, if somebody asks, where do I get the thumbtacks, they could tell you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, every one of them. And if they don't, they're yelling for me.
You know, there is, and somebody, I got 1,000 one of these texts. And I mean, it's just not for people in Warren, and it's not people from Southeast Michigan. It is from all over. We have somebody here from, Annette from just outside of Denver, wants to know if there's another controversy coming up. Somebody says there's a place in the floor that's wore out. And there's also a place where they say that they can make the floor squeak because it's wooden. Now, want to settle that?
There's no wooden floors here.
No, I didn't think there was. Yeah,
no, it never was. Never was. They built the store and it has the tiles. Yeah, yeah. There was never wooden floors. Now the 7 Mile store had wooden floors.
Aha! Maybe that's what they're talking about. Okay, because yeah. I'm thinking this wasn't built in the Wild West.
No, one side of it had seven. One side of the 7 Mile had wood floors. The other side was
modern.
They expanded over the years.
Well, you know, and we also have stuff here, and I don't remember this, but somehow, some way, we have somebody text in and said that they had bought their uniforms for Fitzgerald.
Yes. There. Yeah, we used to sell all the school uniforms, the jumpers and the skirts and the blouses, and that's for the Catholic schools here. When I first started, we had it for about 10 years, but then most of the schools went on their own and with uniform companies and sell them out of their own place. So,
but Fitzgerald had one. I'm impressed.
I don't think Fitzgerald had St. Mark's. I know we sold. Yeah. I don't think Fitzgerald had it. St. Mark's did. There was a St. Mark's school, Catholic school, and we sold their uniforms, but never Fitzgerald uniforms.
See, the fun thing is when you go to Burler's, if you haven't gone to Burler's, why haven't you? You know, but you want to go to every aisle because every aisle's got something. I mean, there's an actual toy department, you know,
which is kind of cool.
There's also, and it's the only place that I have ever seen Rit Black dye.
Oh, Rit dye, yeah.
We quit. Try to find Rit dye anywhere, kids. You can't. But if you go slightly to your left, there is a table there where there is material for you to buy.
Yeah, we have fabric. Yep, we sell fabric by the yard too, yeah.
It's an amazing thing. If you really want, if you're desperate for a hairnet, come on by to Burler's.
Yeah.
I was impressed that Burler's not only carries hair nets, but they also carry different color hair nets.
Yes.
Yeah, most.
That's the one thing that's getting harder and harder to find, too. Yeah, that's another one that we used to have so many different hair nets, but they've eliminated just about everything on it. But we still have been able to get a few.
Where? Oh, don't tell me your secrets. That's okay. That's
no.
Fine.
Okay.
It's like an amazing thing. Yeah, and, you know, I would almost like to do a pie graph, and I would say that a pretty big slice would be people who remember your candy counter.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That we used to do, we used to have a huge candy counter there, but when a lot of our local distributors went out of business, we kind of eliminated. We used to have all the nostalgia candy there, you know, all the little stuff, penny candy, all that, but when they closed up, we couldn't find it. And we could find bits and pieces here and there from this company and that company, so we just decided to. But we still carry the bulk candy. Yeah, that's one thing we still have, you know, the bulk. You know, that's we still sell a lot of that.
Nostalgia candy?
No.
No, no, I no, mean, I was...
Nostalgia candy, I mean, you know, we used to have penny candy, like Necco wafers.
Ah, okay.
You know, stuff that you just don't see anymore. Trying to think of some of the candy bun bars. And you know, I mean, there's so many different candy bars that we used to have here. And nickel and quarter and 10-cent candy. And you just don't... You know, there was a place East Point, but East Detroit that we used to get all our... They were there for about 60 years, and they had a lot of that old-fashioned candy.
Wow.
You just don't see anywhere, so.
And was that moving? I mean, was it nostalgia at the time, or was it nostalgia all the way to a couple of years ago?
We sold a lot of that candy. I mean, but it was just, you know, when the company closed up, that we were getting a lot of it from, we just decided, you know, to eliminate that part. But we still carry, like, the snacks and, you know, bag candy and the bulk candy and that.
It's amazing also that we have, again, we're flooded with it. And we just took the highlights of what people had. And, you know, like, kind of when you keep tabs in prison, it's 1234/line, 1234/line. You wouldn't believe how many slash lines we got from people who mentioned when the Ryan Theater used to be there.
Yeah.
Kitty corner right around from you.
Yeah, it was right behind us, yeah.
Yeah, and physically,
I don't remember. It wasn't when I started, it wasn't here. It was already gone.
But, right.
A lot of people all remember that Ryan Theater. I remember the owners here, Bill and Al, they used to have, at that time, you know, when the Ryan Theater was, they said, right before the shows, they'd all come line up in here to get their candy to go to the show. They said we'd get a line up a mile long because they're all trying to get it, you know, before the, you know, when they get into the show there. So yeah, it was funny.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're raising our hand here, being slightly guilty on that practice because my older sister, back in went there. There was a movie at the Ryan because at the time there was the Ryan. And there really wasn't too many other theaters in Warren at that time. The Universal 1 and 2 came a lot later. So the, if you wanted to go and be hip, you wanted to go to the Ryan Theater. And if you ever seen the pictures of the building's still there. It's just some kind of dollary store right now or something that's in there right now. But my sister went to Burler's and got the candy and then went to see the Dave Clark 5 Catch Us If You Can movie. And I think, you know, so it was kind of like, all right, so there's our family story of Burler's.
Yes.
It is an amazing place to be. So now what becomes the future of Burler's? Where do we go from there?
As long as I'm healthy, I'm going to keep it open. That's the main thing. You know, I mean, I can take time off because my girls here can open and close the store and, you know, I mean, but as long as I'm healthy, I'm just keep going at it. The original owner was here till he was about 80 before he hung it up. So that's when he sold it to me.
You know, it's got to be an amazing thing to be able to cut back on hours. How many hours did you used to work at your peak?
Oh, God, I was working 7 days when I first bought it. I didn't even take a day off because, you know, when I first bought it, you know, naturally, you know, you owe a lot of money, so
yeah.
I was working it. Yeah, 20 years ago, yeah, I was working it. So it wasn't until the last maybe 10 years where I'm taking a couple of days off now, and I'm still here pretty much every evening, you know, and I usually come in on Sunday. I still work Sunday because that's my day I have to put my pet supply order in, so I usually come here Sunday and do that. But I'm usually off Friday, and I only work a half day Thursday and half a day Saturday. So it's not that many hours.
So now you know when to catch Mark.
Yeah.
And order a coffee pot if you want to. What? Tell us about the animal side. Because that wasn't a normal staple there for a long time, was it? And it just is like relatively recently that you decided
within,
to have that?
Yeah, within the last 8 years I did the pet supplies. Back in 2008 when the recession hit, you know, business dropped way off because we had so many homes here empty. And we were going through the store trying to figure out what's selling and what's not selling. And I happened to be sitting at home one morning watching the Business Channel, and they had the CEO of PetSmart on there. And everybody, at that time, everybody's business was dropping. They were laying off and everything. And the CEO of PetSmart business, they were up 12% that year. And I said, maybe that's something we should get in. And we were already doing the wild bird seed already. And so I called my salesman from the distributor, and I said, what else do you guys carry? And he said, well, we have a complete line of pet food. And I said, do you think we could sell that here? He says, I don't know. We don't have any variety stores. So we started up, they're just pet stores, you know, that they or farm and feed stores. So
yeah.
he didn't really know. So we put a few bags in. I said, you put in whatever you feel, and he put a few bags in of dog food and cat food in, and then within the first week, I seen a few bags go out. I said, wow, with no advertising, no nothing, you see people picking it up. So from then on, I said, you know, maybe we need to expand this, you know, so we started eliminating a few departments, not eliminating, but cutting down, like our toy department. We had three or four aisles. We started cutting down to one, or, you know, one aisle or one and a half aisles, and we started expanding the pet department, and it just took off.
Three or four aisles of toys?
The toys we had. Yeah, we had a lot of toys back in the day. Yeah. So we cut it down now just to, like, to the last aisle. And we moved things around. We moved school supplies around. We just added a couple, you know, we added two full aisles of pet supplies. And then in front there we had card racks. We moved that, and that's where we got a lot of our dog food. And, yeah, and it just taken off.
Wow. Any chance there'll be a Burler's pet supply?
No. The variety store is still, you know, that's what that, you know, we get the best of both worlds. You get a person coming in here maybe buying a pair of Levi's, and they say, "Oh, you have dog food. Oh, you have cat food." Or vice versa, the person coming in buying the pet supplies and walk around the store and see you have a bunch of other things, and they end up shopping, buying a bunch of, you know, not just the dog food in their cart, but buying other things that, you know, when they're walking around. You know, even in the wintertime, you know, you'll they'll come in for a bag, you know, bag of dog food. Oh, yeah, rock salt here. Yeah, it's an icy day out. They grab a bag of rock salt, or they'll grab a pair of gloves or something. So they both help each other. The variety helps the pet supplies, and the pet supplies helps the variety side.
You know, there's something about going into Burler's, too, where you don't really think, well, I really, you know, it'd be kind of fun to look around. But you leave with something. I mean, I if it wasn't for those damn maple nut candies, you know. That every time that they don't make it to 10 Mile and Ryan, you know, and so now I'm on a sugar rush and look out everybody on Ryan Road as I go 90 miles per hour down there. But there's always something to pick up. And I swear to God, I pick up sweatshirts more often than not, the ones that are on your far wall, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And God, give somebody a raise, whoever has to fold those, because I leave them a mess.
They take care of it. I tell you, the girls take care of it. They go around and they keep the store neat. You know, they work at it really well.
Yeah,
I hear them all the time. The customers come, "Boy, your store is so nice and neat." I said, "Well, thank these girls. They do it."
It is, for as many things as you have there. And I mean, if you've seen like a Sears at the end of their lifespan, you know, going to Burler's is a blessing.
Yes.
Frankly, because really, if folks, if you need a house coat, there is racks and racks and racks of house coats at Burler's. You can't miss it. They're right one aisle over from the fishnets and boxes. When we had Fishnet Friday giveaways, folks remember that on the Detroit Sports Authorities that we had there, we had the Fishnet Fridays, that we would go to Burler's and literally buy out their rack.
I was wondering why our fishnet stock kept disappearing. I said, "I just ordered some of those last week."
You know, and we couldn't send the interns in there, and so it was like no, it was like depending who had to go that week. But I think we're going to revive that. It was the thing was that we'd have a special word, and if you were one of the first five that tell us the word, we'd send you the boxed version, friends, and they have the boxed version of fishnets. This is not some run-of-the-mill fishnetties. These are top-line stuff. We bought them all.
Nice, yeah.
That circus peanuts, man, it's like these two kings are coming home with us. There is a question: where would Burler's ever move?
Would we ever move? No.
You wouldn't go uptown. You wouldn't go to Birmingham.
No. We're here. I don't want to move.
That'd
be too old for that. I'm happy with what I have right here.
That would be an awful lot to move, too, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes,
never thought about it that way. Considering that you were there, I mean, 61 to 76, and then 76 to you, to two owners. How rare is that just to have especially when, you know. How many people knocked on the door and go, how much you want for all this? You know, I mean, it's somehow, some way, you get the funny feeling that there would be, like, folks who are, like, you know, hedge fund managers that would see a successful place and say, okay, let me buy you out. Let me give you an offer. How much you want for the place?
I've never had that. Well, you know, I've had people say, you can sell me the place, you know, if I find some, you know, money. But I said, no, you know, I'm very happy with, you know, I enjoy it, first of all. I enjoy the business. I enjoy the, you know, the customers, enjoy the people. I got know so many by name. So I don't know what I would do if I didn't have this, you know, to come to.
Yeah, I was going to say, would you have Has anybody wanted to go in as partners or somebody that comes in and says, I got great ideas to turn this place all around?
Nah, I don't think I would. If I, maybe 20 years younger, yes, but not now, no.
Because I'm surprised there's not marketing friends that go in there and they go, this has all got to change. We got to put in mauve, and we got to put in shag carpeting, and we got to put in, we got this way that we can make over. Here's how we're going to do advertisement.
Well, I've always said we left the store the way it is because it's different. If we changed it and made it like everybody else, we'd be like every other store. So that's why I left it the way it is, the wood counters and everything.
That's an amazing thing because it's something that purposely you want to do, especially in this age where everybody wants it faster, quicker, and better. I don't think your demographics are pretty skewed a little bit to folks over 25, but do you see it like the new wave of burler shoppers?
No, I don't think we don't get too many of the younger, but I did have a few people coming in. Some of the younger crowd saying that they like shopping at the stores now. They don't want the Amazon or the online. I have getting some younger shoppers that do are now coming in. They say we rather shop in the local local stores.
So yeah,
that I've heard that a few times.
How about working with the city? I mean, has Warren left you alone, or did they come in and they think you're the jewel that everybody else thinks you are?
Yeah, Warren's pretty much left me alone. They haven't said too much. I never hear from them.
Good.
Anything from the city, yeah.
And that's the way you want to be, because sometimes I will try to come around and they'll say, well, you need to do this and you need to do that. I mean, I couldn't imagine the store changing, and I couldn't imagine it being half the size it is. And I couldn't imagine, tell you that we've been watching burlers for so long here. Matter of fact, we even have a diagram that we have on the back. We got to bring that in. I have Susan find it for you. We even had a diagram of how we wanted to do something with burlers. I think it was around Christmas time last year. But when the burler sign went down, our phones lit up. What's going on? Are they selling? Are they gone? Are they moving? Are they good? Again, we had a look around. We had interns look at the news and scour the Macomb dailies and the local papers and all that stuff. You caused a panic when those letters.
They were coming into the store panicking too. I'm getting a new sign put up. The old one has been up there for I don't know how many years. It's got rust holes in the bottom. The birds are building nests in it. I have to get a new one.
It's an amazing thing how much you triggered on something where you go, yeah, well, we got to fix that up. And, I mean, did people come in, like you said, they came in and went, like, heart attack time. What's going on with this? I mean, do you know the power that you have in the community if you can just change your sign and you create this grade one ruckus?
Yeah, it's I had quite a few coming in when we had the sign down for a few days, and they were really upset. You're not closing, are you? I said, no, we're not closing. We're just getting a new sign. Oh, good, good. I'd hate to see you guys go. We heard that a lot for a few days.
I'm telling you, that's where your latte side comes in. Have a thing of coffee over to the side. I know you probably have to go get some stuff from the city to have a brewing license or whatever you need.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, Daniel just gave me the thumbs up. Burler's Brew, if you ever think about doing beer.
No.
There was also thoughts here. Does Burler have, evidently it's from younger folks, does Burler sell any of its swag? Is there any Burler hats or Burler sweatshirts or Burler t-shirts?
No, we don't. No, we've had people ask about it. I mean, a couple times when we had our own shirts made up, our own sweatshirts made up, for the workers and everything, they said, oh, we'd buy one if you'd make us some. So maybe that's something in the future we'll think about.
In about 10 years. Okay. Does it sound like it's right on top? Oh, do we got... Somebody just said they got Jack O'Net hair net with elastic, and it fits great. Okay,
oh,
so really? There you go.
Wow.
Just sent in
some.
There you are. Evidently, that's the only place they can still find them, and evidently it's at a really decent price. So you can't, you can get them, but evidently they're not the same. So there's your, I'm telling you, man, all we did was talk about the hair thing once, hair nut side once, and people are like, don't touch it. That's ours.
Well, you know, we sell a lot, you know, back in, you know, with the bakery next door and Kowalski's and that, you know, they all had to wear hairnets while they were working. So we used to sell a lot back then. We don't sell too much anymore. And even the company itself has cut down so much what they used to carry because they're not even selling them anymore. So,
you know,
that's one of the items that will probably be in the future. You won't see very, very, very much of it anymore.
We're talking, too, of how did you get so many Levi products as an independent?
Well, they started out at, today we wouldn't be able to get it. We wouldn't, a variety store wouldn't be able to get Levi's, but we're grandfathered in. But they started at 7 Mile Store, you know, back in the 40s or 50s, they started carrying Levi's.
Really?
And, yeah, that's why they got that big pair that we got hanging here. That was when they first started carrying jeans. They gave them this, like, the world's largest pair, and then there was also a real small one. But when they closed the, I brought the big pair over here, but I couldn't find the small one. I don't know what happened to the real small, the world's smallest pair of jeans. But because we were grandfathered in, we can still keep Levi's here.
You know, for people who don't know, there is an actual row of the hard blue Levi's.
Yeah.
I mean, the cardboard Levi's, whatever you want to call them. But they're the Levi's that are the true American standard Levi.
Oh, yeah. We still carry the 501s and, you know, the straight legs and the boot cuts. And, yeah, we still carry them.
And the jackets.
Levi's, yeah, the jackets, too. The jean jackets, yeah. We carry all that still.
You realize you can't take down those big pair. I mean, if that's stuck in people's heads for this long.
Unfortunately, there was the tag on it. It was the red tab, and they had... because it's such an old pair. The old Levi jeans used to have everything in capitals, the capital L, capital E, VI, you know.
Sure.
And those are the ones that are worth a lot of money. Now they have, you know, the capital L, small E on them. And when we took it down one time to wash it because it was so full of dust, the tag just disintegrated on the back. Well, you figure it's 40. It's probably 60, 65 years old, that pair of jeans.
But, you know, the wonderful thing about that, and even the big ones, are that you just don't carry the 32, 34s. I mean, you carry, like, the full line.
Oh, and, yeah. From 29 waist up to 46. And then they even carry big man sizes up to, you know, 56, 58, 60s, you know.
That's insane. That's insane that you can get them right there because it's hard to get the real deal Levi's because you'll either get the washed out ones or the stretchy ones or whatever. These are the ones that you remember. You remember growing up. Oh, my God. Don't step on my lawn, you kids. You know,
these. It's the originals, yeah.
Yeah. And it is kind of fascinating. It's fascinating, too, that on both sides of you, there's an Aco and there's a Family Dollar, and you're thinking they're messing with burlers. You know, I mean, why would you have these two things where Burlers sells just about everything you guys sell? You know,
I mean, I'll tell you what, when before they moved, you know, back, you know, when like Sweden House moved out and we were the only ones left here, it was us and Kowalski's and all the stores were closing up and moving out. When you don't have a full shopping center, the traffic drops tremendously, you know. So it's actually good to have the shopping center full, you know, because we all send each other, you know, if we don't have something, we're sending them then, you know, to Ace, or if Ace doesn't have something, they're sending it to us, you know. So like we cut keys, Ace cuts keys, but a lot of times Ace don't have the key and they're sending them to us, you know, and vice versa. If we
really
have it, we're sending them to Ace. Oh yeah.
So it's not Hatfield and McCoy.
No. We get them all the time. They said, Ace sent us over, Family Dollar sent us over, or Walmart sent us over here. You know, somebody from a worker at Walmart said, try this, you know, try Burlers. And we all help each other out, you know, here.
It's It's an amazing thing. It is an amazing story. In this day and age of, oh, yeah, and that's kind of leads us to our last. Chances that Burlers goes online?
Oh, no. 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 I don't want to do it at my age. That's too much work. There's enough work for me and you right now.
Okay. Well, here's the story. If you want one-day delivery, get your buns over to 9 Mile and Ryan. You know, yeah, and you could have one-day delivery as soon as you pay for it. Look, it's there. It's instant. You know,
you can pick it up and walk out with
there
it.
There you go. Enjoy it as soon as you buy it.
Yep, that's right. That's right.
Mark, you have been an absolute delight. I think we covered everything. I'm sure we probably missed something. You know, however, if we do, can we have you back again at a certain time to fill
sure,
in the blanks?
Sure, John. Yeah,
absolute.
Sure. Anytime.
Absolutely.
I love talking about the store.
Do you? Time to start.
Oh, yeah, I love talking about it, yeah.
Time to go. Are you going to be on a speaking circuit or go to colleges or?
No. Because, no, I just like talking to people about the store.
But it'd almost be amazing to listen to in a business class because how for decades from the bicentennial year to now, clearly the landscape of retail has changed incredibly. Let me tell you something you don't know, but you know, how does a one-off, a variety store, nobody even uses that term anymore.
No.
How does this one store at 9 Mile and Ryan, and it's a little brick kind of, even though they got a brand new facade in front, because we saw some of the old pictures when you could buy newspapers in front and things. You know, how does this one store keep going? It's the ever-ready battery of retail. It keeps going.
A lot of word of mouth. You know, people come in and they have a great experience and they tell their friends. I mean, we hear that all the time. I got to tell my friends, and they bring back their friends, and you know, they say, "Oh, this is my favorite store." It's all you hear now. So it's a lot of word of mouth.
All right. Well, make sure that you still have Swedish fish in there because somebody
got
wants.
Them in.
Somebody says.
Just got them in.
They
you're gonna have to stop in and get some.
Yeah. Hey, free delivery. You show up in your car. You take it home with you. There's another one that says, "How come there's no Coke in the Coke machine?" All right. Is it all water?
Yeah, we just got a little bit in there. We just put some in there. Yeah.
All right.
The other day we got some Coke. So
see how tight people know your store?
Oh, yeah.
It's spooky in a way, but kind of cool in another.
Yeah.
Mark, thanks an awful lot. Thank you, John. Thank you for being with us here on the 515 show. We're going to make this into a podcast, if you don't mind, for the people who did not hear us and for the folks in the 71 countries around the world that I'm sure all we have to do is say Burlers and bing, there's the magic that happens.
Oh, great. Very good.
Awesome. Mark, hang on the line for just a second. I want to talk to you off it. But right now, CKIWI Radio 76. Amazing, isn't he? Mark from Burlers. Anyways, it is Come and Get Your Love by Redbone here on CKIWI Radio 76.